To finance now, and the markets seem to be taking the US government shutdown in their stride.
HSBC's chief economist Paul Bloxham says there is optimism that things will get back to normal soon.
I think the story here is essentially the market is saying that the government is shut down. They think that the Republicans at some point will probably have to back down and that they will actually get through the debt ceiling issue. And of course, at the same time, the markets are probably thinking the Federal Reserve is unlikely to be tapering anytime soon. So I think that's probably what's lifted the market a bit.
Australia's Reserve Bank is now in wait-and-see mode after leaving the official interest rate steady at 2.5%. The low rate is pushing up average capital city home prices, but analysts say other parts of the economy are still subdued.
RBA Governor Glenn Stevens says current monetary policy remains appropriate for now.
Let's go to the markets. The Dow closed 62 points higher. The Nasdaq is 47 points up. The S&P 500 is 13 points higher. London's FTSE was steady at the close. To commodity prices, West Texas crude is at $102 a barrel. Tapas crude is at $116 a barrel. And gold is at $1,288 an ounce. Australian dollars buying 94 US cents, 69 euro cents and 58 pence sterling.